Prologue. Miles. I pressed the elevator button twice. Then I went about adjusting my dark blue tie, jaw tight. Don't ask me how, but just a few seconds ago, my tie almost got caught between the elevator doors after I tried to reach in to make it stop. Too late. The elevator was gone. My first thought, she had been inside, no doubt. My neighbor, the she-devil next door, Rose Taylor. I'd caught a peek of her just before the elevator doors closed. What the hell? Couldn't she have waited? Would it have been so difficult to hold the doors open? Wouldn't that be the neighborly thing to do, so I wouldn't be late? Being just on time, or almost late but not, is a skill I've perfected. Typically, I was an early riser, but this morning I'd been held up. When you're dealing with the lack of sleep I'm dealing with here, you've got to squeeze out every second you can get. Unless you've got a neighbor like mine. Then, all your timing goes to shit. Why the fuck was I still standing here? I pressed the button again. Slow piece of junk. City apartments and high-priced luxury residential applications required one elevator for every 50 to 60 units. I glanced at my watch, my unread newspaper tucked firmly under my arm. Dad was going to tear my ass up if he caught me punching the clock even a minute late. Safe to say, my father, the CEO of Humphreys Properties, was a man you didn't want to fuck with, and I wasn't up to any challenge. Screw this. I turned and took the stairs. No sense in waiting. 17 floors, then down to the garage, plus 23 minutes drive to the company's offices. I will definitely be late. Wasn't there a back door I could sneak in and creep into my office unseen? I could take my motorcycle. Hell, I just might, in my three-piece suit and all. Ha. Billionaire Casanova Miles Humphreys, flying high, caught with his pants down. What the fuck? I stared at my O face on page 6 of the New York Post about half an hour later. Monique was on my lap, while Brittany was bent over giving me a full view of the delectable nakedness beneath her miniskirt, whiskey and wine bottles strewn across the floor. My chipper mood, nice and puffed up from having made it to the office on the tick, this time without a 5-0 love note for doing 90, deflated instantly. Staring at the ceiling of my office, I leaned back in my chair and wondered who the hell had leaked the damn pics. That wasn't even the worst part. The photo had a clear shot of me and two women in the company helicopter with Humphreys Properties clearly emblazoned on the side. Apparently, the New York Post had become desperate for news. And since when did they publish shit like that? Not that anything was really visible, just enough to get my ass handed to me. Damn it. I had to give the assholes credit, though. The image of the three of us together was hot as hell, if it weren't for the fact it starred me front and center, or that it would result in a shitstorm of epic proportions. I speared my hands through my dark brown hair and sank further in my seat. This was bad. Memories of that night flashed in my mind, and I closed my eyes, trying to remember every last detail. I'd gone to an upscale nightclub, Club Grandeur, on the Upper East Side to take a load off after a grueling day at work. I'd been the chief operating officer at my father's company for a couple years, where I researched and developed marketing plans to purchase new real estate or locate properties at a steal that had the potential to make us millions. It had always been something I had an eye for, making money. A shit ton of it. And that's why my father, Charles Henry Humphreys, had specifically chosen me for the job.
Miles, do you want to get out of here? Find a more private place?
Monique had winked at me, then at Brittany, the redhead. I'd met the girls several weeks back at a party in Vegas. They were models from New York, and we'd hooked up a few times. They never disappointed. Sounds like a great idea, I smirked, raising an eyebrow. I've got the perfect place.
What do you have in mind?
Brittany